שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thank you for joining us. We're here with Chaim Chadashim, a new life, a series of conversations with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello. Rav, hello. The number of our program today is 1123. We will speak with Rav Leitman about soul search or accounting. Rav, we're in the days of Corona. People are now talking about self-scrutiny. The world needs to do a self-scrutiny of soul search. How does it come here? Where should it move? On. I remember this notion of self-accounting. Usually, I made it during the period of Yom Kippur. They say during Yom Kippur, you should do some introspection, self-accounting. Now, when around us people are speaking about doing this, as an individual, I don't find myself in this. So, I want to find myself there. So, I guess the first question is, should I, a normal person, should I do this self-introspection? That's my first question. Rav, why should you do it specifically in Yom Kippur? Well, in Yom Kippur, it is customary to do it. Well, you know, how have we come here? Where are we going? Rav, this is customary, right? Yes, but there's nothing about it that specifically relates to Yom Kippur. It's just a custom, but you should do this self-examination, maybe on a daily basis. How did the day go by? What have I done? Did I hurt anyone? Did anyone hurt me? What did I do with myself? Take into examine my life. The person, God forbid, gets a certain blow, or some illness, or maybe in general he's about to die, then he self-examines, and it's not on Yom Kippur. This is why we should always do this self-examination. Also, when you read the prayer of Kriyat Shema on your bed, you should also do this as a self-examination. Owen, I get that. So you're saying a person should, each and every day, should self-examine himself. Right, that's right. All right. Still, I want to speak about special times. During the times that we are now reading at the time of the corona, is that a good time for personal introspection? Well, certainly, yes. We're getting blows, such great blows, blows that are global all around the world, blows that have to do with the whole of humanity. Why is it happening? What have we done? What is nature doing to us? What is happening to us? We don't know. Therefore, it's worthwhile for us to have this introspection. I can identify with it on the global scale. That is, the leaders of the world, leaders of these countries, those countries should do introspection. But how should I, as an individual, how am I related to this story? Rav, look, all in all, each and every one is living in this world, influencing this world, not only once every few years when he goes to vote in the elections, but in general, each one of us has an impact on his nearby environment, on the faraway environment. All in all, we are causing changes in nature, and nature, because it is an integral global system, balanced to begin with, this is how it needs to be, it suffers when we cause it imbalance. And therefore, we feel this imbalance, all in all, through such phenomena such as now, the coronavirus and other such things. We always feel what we feel from nature. We feel it as a response to our influence on the system of nature. It's either good influences or bad influences. Is it related to me, to my personal life? Well, say that it doesn't. Even now, you're at home, sitting with your family, instead of working, you don't know what tomorrow will bring. For the time being, you have what to eat, and you're given all of these services, like electricity, water, etc., all the utilities for free. I don't know how, but they give it to you. What will happen later? That's a great question. Well, I feel in this period of time mostly the desire for it to end. So I'm in favor that the one who is managing this world will do an introspection, like you said. But myself, as an individual, what I'm focused on is not thinking about myself, like you said before in Yom Kippur. Where am I? Where is my life? Your first sentence was, did I hurt someone today? Something like that. I'm not in such thoughts. Now, all I'm thinking about is that I'm waiting for it to end. They say, you know, sit home, don't get out. So I stay home and don't get out. Rav, that's not wise. Am I missing something? Rav, yes, first of all, you're missing out the fact that you are here in some process where the whole of humanity is being treated as a single system. The whole of humanity has entered one blow around the globe, around Earth. Do you understand what it is? This is something that has never occurred on such dimensions. In world war, all kinds of such things, hurricanes, etc. There is a part that is suffering, another part is not suffering. But here it is truly a global blow. And now we're beginning to see that we are standing opposite nature, the whole of humanity, all of us are against nature. And here, we need to do another kind of calculation, introspection. What is going to happen when we are so incongruent with nature, so much so that nature is sending out such viruses? When you are now speaking about all of us being opposite nature, the whole of humanity, and we need to calculate what's going to happen, etc., I identify with that. What I don't manage to grasp is whether I, myself, a single person among the billions living in the world, am I personally somehow connected to this story? Rav, you see that you're connected according to the punishment that you receive, right? You have no work, and who knows if you will have it. The family is sitting at home. Everybody is wasting time. Children are not studying. The wife is next to you all the time, pressuring you, etc., etc. That is, we feel this blow. On that level, absolutely, we feel the blow. Down to each and every bone. But Rav, people are writing about it. It's in all kinds of places. People are suffering. That's right. Rav, we didn't receive the education or the habits to be at home 24 hours. Completely, in terms of my personal suffering, I feel it absolutely. What I don't get is, in terms of the introspection, my personal introspection, am I required to do the introspection? Rav, yes. How else is it possible to pressure you and everyone in the world, everyone, in a way that will be more uniform? Tell me that you will all sit at home, you and the Bedouin someplace and an American person in his luxury apartment and others in some rundown places, or everyone and, in the favelas in Rio de Janeiro, everyone is in the same situation. Everyone are isolated at home. They have to be with their family, with the children, sitting down, can't move. Out of this picture that truly touches each and every person, it doesn't matter what country is living in today, do you come out with the conclusion that we are all required to personally introspect? Rav, all of us. All of us, Rav. Yes, of course. It is clear that there was never such a blow to everyone. Now, you're making it a connection of one-to-one. Because the blow is to everyone, this means that everyone have to introspect, me and you and each and every one of us. Rav, as much as it touches each and every one, but it will touch each one to his bones. Okay, so let's finish our first part of the discussion here. I, Oren, at this period of time, must also introspect. Rav, yes. Okay, let's move on to the next discussion. If I need to introspect, I'll be happy to learn from you. What does it mean? What should I check? What should I examine in my introspection? Rav, what have you heard? What have you done so that nature has liberated this coronavirus and it is paralyzing you? Nature is doing things instinctively. If you reach a certain action that is already something that nature cannot discount, agree with, it cannot agree with this action, then nature brings out a response. The response is what you are now feeling. What is nature saying? The best thing in the current situation is for you, all of you, to sit bound at home, away from each other, inside of your families, and you will not be connected with each other until you realize what is the right form in which you have to be connected. Because your whole life, on the human level, where you're all bound, connected in a terrible way, and also in industry, and you're truly destroying the planet without any calculation and without any need. And also in terms of the behavior between you, in the governments and armies and everything, you, in all the different areas, in all the different domains that you're engaging in, you've reached a situation where I, says nature, cannot tolerate it. Because I am an integral system, and you have reached the state where you are entirely opposite. Meaning, lately, we have done something that is already an inversion, where we're completely not integral. We don't belong to the integral system at all. And then comes the response. And the response on the side of nature is actually very, I would say, merciful response. Well, a minute before we talk about the response, I want to stop here and scrutinize the first point. When I asked you what I need to examine, your first sentence that I wrote down was, what have you hurt? So what have I done? What did I hurt? What did I hurt? You mean, whom did I hurt? Like we say on Yom Kippur, that we have to arrange the relations between a person and his friend. What do you mean, what did I hurt? Rav, what did I hurt? I hurt the integrality of the system that I'm living in. Me, Oren? Rav, yes, you as well. What is the integrality of the system? Because we are living in a system that is entirely integral. All of its parts are all related to each other. All of the rules of nature are about how to complement different phenomena together into an integral form. And we are not operating in such a way. Well, an example for an integral form, I want to say, let's say that your wife is sitting at home. You have many children. You must be at home and prepare everything so that the family can exist in a way that, well, she's cooking, doing laundry. She has plenty of work, you know, right? Oh, and that's for sure. The question is, who can afford for his wife to be a housewife nowadays? But let's say that one has this luxury. Rav, let's say, and you're working from morning to evening like a donkey. Rav, yes, let's say, in order to provide for the home. Right. Rav, and you at home, you and your wife are calculating how can you divide everything that you're doing at home, how should everything be, how can you divide it so it will be for the benefit of everyone, right? So the little ones get whatever little ones need, first of all, then the grown-ups and the older ones, etc. Whatever remains is for you and your wife, right? That's clear? Yes, this is how each and every family does it, right? So, why is this correct? Why is this good? And we hardly need to get into laws within the family because we understand that this is how it needs to be. Otherwise, there won't be a nice relationship between the couples and the way that they relate to the children, the way the children relate to them, etc. That's clear. And this is how it is across all cultures and all times, pretty much. Now, this is how it is in a family. right. And if we will give, let the family exist correctly, this is how they'll manage themselves, right? Let's say. Our problem is that the modern society is corrupting things, entering the family as well, and corrupting the relationships there. But let's say this is how it is. But this is only with respect to the family, with respect to something which is, let's say, that the whole nation is one family, or even the whole world is one family. For that, we cannot take any example, and we have no inclination to that. I don't see in that immediately a response. And accordingly, I cannot correct myself with the right relation to them. There used to be this notion of a village or a city. So the inhabitants of the village or the city would take care of themselves. Now there is something also, but it's all about politics, it's all dirty, etc. But actually, our question is the following. When will we be able to care as we care for the right family? How will we be able to care in such a way also or the village, or the city, or the country, and also the countries of the entire world? So this is the introspection? Yes, this is the introspection that we need to do, that everyone will be connected in an integral way, the correct way. Of course, it's not that everyone will have the same thing. You cannot divide it in a way that each one has $1,000, that's it. No, you have to take into account what are their demands, what are their needs, what states they're in, each and every one. You have to get into it, just like you are with a family, as you speak to your wife. Well, for this child we need this, for that child, well, he's sick, God forbid, we need to give him that, etc. This is how we need to constantly care for the whole world. If we will care for the whole world in such a way, there's no room for viruses, coronaviruses or anything. I get that. I have a question with your permission. Rav, yes. This calculation sounded to me like a social economic approach, how to divide the budget. I realize that what we need to change is our mode of thought, let's say, on the national level, the level of the country, the state. What I don't understand is how this is related to my personal introspection, me, Oren. I'm not the one handing out budgets. I'm not the prime minister or the ministry, minister of the treasury. But you get these budgets, right? Or I pay taxes and I get whatever I get. This is how it starts and ends. That's incorrect. It's not good that this is how it starts and ends. It must not begin somewhere so that it wasn't there before, and it never should end. It has to be integral. It has to be there all the time inside of the general system, and humanity must always check itself like you do in a family. What should I bar for him? How should I arrange this? How should I fix something for him and do something for him? For her, the way you care for the family. That's right, I care for my families and I do these calculations in my family. So who will care for this family, being the world? Or even a city, the mayor will take care of it? Of course, why is he the mayor? I elected him so he will take care of everyone. I'm paying my city tax, right? But, sir, this is exactly what nature wants to show you. So I'm not getting it. Please make it clear to me. What does nature want to show me? Rav, don't buy with money what you have to buy in the heart. It's not going to work. You have to be concerned in your heart what is happening to us. When will we be connected as one man in one heart, like in a family? And we will care. I understand you don't have the heart to care for everyone. I cannot feel your family or other families, etc. But together, all of us have to be connected in such a way that we will care for it. Nevertheless, we will come closer to it, and then nature will be friendly to us, because then we're building a single system. We too, just like the still vegetative and animate, will enter a single uniform system, and not that we are truly hostile there, bringing hostility. I would like us to move on and break down this subtitle of personal introspection into details, like with a checklist, make a list of things that I have to carry on. Let's try to put together this list. What is the first question that I should ask myself in the introspection that I or Oren am doing? What's the first question? Rav, if I'm going to have this introspection with my concern for the whole world, of course I will see myself that I am missing out, I'm all confused. In short, it's better not to even start it. It will just end up being a mess. I will show you, well, I'll tell you a story. I was studying once in Russia that the Bolsheviks, following the revolution, well, after the revolution they had, they wanted to create such a system that takes care of everyone until the very last detail in every person's life. That is, how much do you need, what do you need precisely, and all the time this should be in the scale of the entire country. Let's say 100 million people. They made the calculation. There were many Jews there also. They were thinking about it, calculating it, and they saw that this was impossible. Then they left it, and a whole mess was created, and it all fell. But there are documents that talk about it. There are books that they wrote about how they were planning to take care of each and everything. What am I trying to say? Without developing love, you cannot begin to care for each and every one. And Baal HaSulam also writes in the well-known articles that you're familiar with, like The Last Generation. Who is Baal HaSulam? Rav Yehuda Ashlag. He writes in his essays about the last generation how we should relate all of these things, take them into consideration. But actually, even though he doesn't write about love there, well, he writes about it, but in a way that for sure it has to be the foundation. Without this kind of attitude, we cannot perform calculations that are, how should I put it, well, dry calculations. I cannot. I cannot enter each and every family. How much do you need? And how much do you need? And how much do you need? Etc., etc., etc. Nevertheless, I mean, he writes about it. He does write that there are people who come to each and every door and they ask and they check and they send whatever is missing, etc. But we need to understand that these things can work. They can work only on the condition that we are all tied to one another with love, that we understand and we feel what is the need of each and every one in that. So I'm going back to it. I realize this. What is the first question that I should ask myself in my personal introspection of Oren? What is the first question? Rob, do I have love for humanity? For humanity? What, for all 8 billion people, or how many they are? Rav, well, let's say start with your country, 8 million people.
Okay.
How do I check if I have love for the entire country? Rav, are you willing to share with them, with everything you have? Of course not, I don't even have to check. Rav, how come? Why should I share with them? We are talking about an attitude of love. If you're asking why yes, why no, because let's say that you do feel love towards them, then certainly you would share with them with everything that you have, just like you do in the family. I am willing to share with the whole country with only one thing, that I will pay the taxes that are required of each and every citizen. I won't steal from income tax, I'll pay taxes, this is where it starts and ends. You want to pay more taxes? Okay, you can make the taxes higher, I'll pay those as well, because I realize that we have to work it out during this during this crisis. That's where it ends. Okay, so you're a decent citizen and you truly want to be honest with yourself and with others and with the law. I understand it. Precisely. But nature is requiring more of us. What are you going to do? Even if all of us we're enlightened and wise, and all of us would be righteous, as we say in the Haggadah of Passover, right? Yes, I remember. Rav, that's it. But it's not enough. Nature wants us to feel all of us as one man in one heart. What can we do? It wants it. So what are we going to do? I don't want it, you don't want it, none of us wants it. It's great work to work against this egoistic desire and start to take others into consideration. But what can we do? This is why we must understand the necessity. It's not that I have to, that I'm being pressured. I need to bring myself to a state where I will tell myself, Michael, you have to reach that, because this is the highermost law of nature. You don't understand it. You don't feel it. You're constantly thinking about how will it be more comfortable for yourself. Look how you sit, how you drink, what are you eating, what are you doing, what are you thinking about. It's always for your own benefit. But nature is demanding you to elevate yourself above it, and instead of thinking about yourself, you'll think about everyone. And you have to think in such a way. So you can say, I'm not capable of it. I understand it, you're not capable of it. This I understand. But what next? What to do next, if I don't understand? So ask for understanding. I'm not capable of keeping these laws. Well, what do you want me to do? To love 8 billion people? 8 million in my own country, I cannot love them. 8 people in my family, I hardly stand them. What am I going to do? Ask. Ask for the force of love. Of course you cannot. Why did nature do it in such a way? Very simple. In order for you to turn and ask, so then you will connect with the upper force in nature, and it will hand out the force of love to everyone, and everyone will become as one unit, everyone will be in one connection, and everyone will also be together with that single force of love. This means that we deliberately were created in such a way that we are egoists in order to understand that we cannot exist within our ego. These viruses are not going to lead us alone. Rather, we will have to more and more advance towards a state where we will understand that it's enough. Is written, tell our troubles enough and ask for correction. Rav Lightman, this is truly exciting, and something penetrated me like a little drop that came into my heart. Unfortunately, our time is over, so I'd like to ask you a last question with your permission. The question that I have to ask myself in a precise introspection is, what is a precise question that I have to introspect over personally? Rav, well, at least whether nature is truly demanding of us to be connected as one man in one heart with the force of love, that there is no difference between me and others. And my feeling is that there is no difference. I need to reach this integral system so much so. Really? I should ask that. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you very much for you being with us. A new life, we learn how to live well. All the best.